HD Smartcast. आप सुन रहे हैं HD Smartcast और ये है फीवर FM प्रोडक्शन।
हेलो हेलो हेलो, मेरा नाम शरत है और आपका दिल से स्वागत करता हूं बाउंस बैक भारत के सेकंड सीजन में। और इस बार का पॉडकास्ट पिछले पॉडकास्ट से भी कमाल है। देखिए, इस कोविड ने हम सबको एक ऐसे सिचुएशन में डाला, एक ऐसी स्थिति में डाला जहां से हम सब बाउंस बैक करना चाहते हैं और धीरे धीरे कर भी रहे हैं। लेकिन जो हमारी जर्नी है वो इतनी आसान नहीं होने वाली। इसीलिए हमने सोचा क्यों ना हिंदुस्तान के सबसे बड़े दिग्गजों को एक साथ एक प्लेटफॉर्म पे लेके आया जाए। सो वी क्रिएटेड द बिगेस्ट कॉन्फ्लुएंस ऑफ सेलिब्रिटीज, OTT स्टार्स, स्पोर्ट्समैन, बिजनेस लीडर्स। इंडिया का हर बड़ा आइकन इस प्लेटफॉर्म पे आ गया है एंड दे आर टेलिंग अस हाउ दे बाउंस बैक फ्रॉम एडवर्सिटी। है ना इंटरेस्टिंग? तो शुरू करें सिलसिला बाउंस बैक भारत का। So Vipul, welcome to the Bounce Back Bharat Fest. It's an honor to have you again. You were there in the first season of Bounce Back Bharat, and it's great to see you, and also great to see you at a time when things are now looking up.
Thanks, Sharad. Thank you very much. And I really hope that Bounce Back 2 is the last Bounce Back of this series we meet. I think the country can do without a Bounce Back 3. So, you know, let's hope for that.
Absolutely, can't agree with you more. Lekin is waqt right now, you know, when you look at the way the economy is looking, the country is looking, the way the travel industry right now is looking, what are your sentiments, what are your emotions that you feel at this point of time?
You know, the word which I would use is a high degree of cautious optimism. And let me tell you what I mean by that. See, compared to 3-4 months earlier, you know, when we all went through that debilitating phase 2, you know, of COVID, we all thought that the recovery will take longer than what it has taken so far, to be honest. Okay, agar main dekhu aaj, you know, just about 4 months after the peak, I think the economy has rebounded excellent. Most of the sectors today are really close to pre-COVID levels of outputs and all. Travel is still not there totally, but the recovery has been smart. And day-to-day trends are positive. So if I had to sum up in, you know, a sentence, if God spares us from a wave 3 or if wave 3, wave 4 are sort of much more limited and, you know, a thing like a normal, you know, thing, then I think we are all set for a very good next, you know, 12 to 24 months. Because most of the companies, you know, have streamlined their operations, etc. The customer has also learned to live with the thing. So now it's all about actually going out there and, you know, living life normally. So I'm actually quite optimistic, but always with just one, you know, prayer that this doesn't come back in the way it did in April, May this
year. Absolutely. And ye jab aaya, pandemic is bad. It caused a lot of pain and a lot of problems and created a lot of unpleasantness in our lives. At the same time, people have learned from it. Companies have learned from it. Organizations have learned from it. So from a Make My Trip standpoint, what has been the learnings from this COVID? How have you adopted, evolved, basis the experiences that you had in the last few months or maybe in a year?
Well, that's a great question, Sharad. You know, and I think, you know, COVID wave 2, I think was very strange. From a personal point of view, from a medical point of view, it was much more severe than the first one. We all know that. All of us were touched, you know, in the wrong way. But from a business point of view, and I will, you know, if I talk about travel, in the first wave, travel had actually gone down to zero. There were no flights. Nobody was traveling. This time, that never happened. You know, people continued to travel. I think it was just a sign that people are learning to live, you know, with the circumstances. And I think that's what we are finding now, you know, that even if I were to compare it to wave one, the recovery has been much smarter and much faster. Because I think people have now said, this will not go away. Obviously, I think, you know, credit to the government, that the vaccination drive which has picked up is one of the reasons why people feel so much more comfortable. You know, there's no question about it. And I think overall, I think the country has achieved a good balance between taking care of itself, but not letting the economic activity totally go down. So I think for us, that's the learning as far as I am concerned is, you know, we sometimes take things for granted in the business scenario also, you know, that, okay, this much growth will happen. I think the learning to live with the vagaries, not knowing what will happen next month, you know, I think is the greatest muscle which we have developed over the last, you know, 1.5 years. The unpredictability of the whole thing. I mean, nobody really knows what is going to happen 38 days from now. But you have to still ensure that the customers are served. You have to still ensure that, you know, you take care of whatever demand there is. You still take care of your partners and see that, you know, you have to help them. So how to create skills in the organization, how to create structures, how to create, you know, overall P&L statements, which basically allow you to be flexible and not flexible over a 2-month period, but flexible on a day-to-day level. Because when something like this hits, you know, things changed day-to-day. Whether it is, you know, entry conditions for states, whether it is entry condition to countries, whether it is flight schedules, whether it is hotel openings, everything just changes daily. But life has to go on because there are those set of customers who depend on us to complete their journey. So I think that skill and muscle is maybe the biggest positive of this otherwise, you know, problem, big problem which we have faced over the last, you know, 18 to 20 months.
Fantastic. Very interesting. The skill and the ability to handle the uncertainty, the muscle that we've developed to handle this is the biggest plus of this pandemic, says Vipul Prakash. Interesting. Bahut interesting baat kahi aapne. Aapne customers ki bhi baat kahi. Toh then I would like to ask you that are there any specific initiatives that Make That Trip undertook to take care of its customers, because now the world has changed forever. The mindsets have changed forever.
No, absolutely. And you're right. You know, we have been talking to our customers continuously over the last months, and we realized that the biggest thing which they are looking for is, because they are also dealing with uncertainty. So what they want from companies like us is flexibility. That, you know, listen, guys, I'll make a plan, you know, I want to travel, but God forbid, you know, if there is a medical situation, God forbid, there are new rules and new entry guidelines which come. God forbid, visa rules are changed. You know, there can be so many things which can go wrong. I still want to know what you can do for me. So let me give you an example of some of the things which we have done, which people are really, you know, using. You know, for example, if you look at our hotels business, you know, we have more than 50,000 hotels today, which are offering free cancellation till the very, you know, sort of a last day. Okay. Now that's something which people have appreciated, because they make plans, but, you know, plans may change. They don't want that money to go down. So they can actually get their full money refunded till quite a late stage of their travel. Number one. Number two, a very interesting feature we have, our air businesses is called fare lock. You know, in this uncertain business, fares go up and down. So I want to book a ticket today, but I'm not 100% sure. But by the time I get sure, I believe the ticket will become much more expensive. So you have a feature called fare lock now, you know, where today, if I'm interested, I can go and lock my fare and I can come back within the next, you know, 5 to 7 days to come and actually complete the ticket, you know. So that's something which is finding a lot of resonance, because it is just solving a customer need across uncertainty. And the one which is, you know, my personal favorite is, you know, the train is a very big mode of transport for many, many Indians. And in wave two, actually, trains never went zero, you know, unlike the first wave. But there's a lot of rush on trains. And I booked my train ticket to go home 1 month from now. I don't know whether, if I'm getting a waitlisted ticket, Sharada, I'm not sure whether I'll be able to get it confirmed or not. And if I don't get it confirmed, then I'll have to take a flight or something which is extremely expensive. You know, so therefore, we have this initiative called Go Confirmed, you know, where we are saying that if you book a waitlisted ticket for us, with us, and, you know, you go for this option, then in case it doesn't get confirmed, you know, we will give you money so that you can actually buy a flight for that sector or something, you know, buy an alternative mode of transport and you can reach your destination, you know. Now that is something, these are all things which are not, you know, not each of them is profitable, not, but they're ones which are there for the customers, because this is what we believed they needed in the next, you know, phase, because people want to travel. That's one good thing. You know, we have this whole thing called travel sentiment, which went grossly negative during the peak. It's now up to very good positive. People want to travel, but there are hesitations, there are uncertainties. And, you know, our loyal customers who have been with us, I think we are trying that, you know, how do we also get them to bounce back? And one of the reasons is that we give them assurances, as I said, you know, that, hey, guys, make your plans. In case something changes, we will try our best to sort of, you know, change your plans according with you. So that's the way we are thinking right now. Because, you know, as I've always said, to bounce back, you cannot have one part of the ecosystem bouncing back and the others not bouncing back. That's not going to happen.
Everything is linked.
Everything is linked. I mean, you talk about global economics. I don't think five countries can say that we can bounce back without the other country. No, it's not going to happen. You know, vaccination has to happen across the world for it to really make a difference. That's the way the interconnected world is today. And therefore, if we have to bounce back, and if our customers have to bounce back, hotels have to work, airlines have to work, we have to work, our customers have to work, all of us have to work together and bounce back together. And I think that's something which has become our philosophy. And that's something which we, with which we, you know, sort of launch initiatives or talk to our customers, talk to our partners.
Every time we speak to you, Vipul, there is so much positivity and, you know, there is so much clarity in the way you express your things. And I think that sentiment and that emotion is very, very valuable at this point of time, because when in business leaders like you, you express your point of views so clearly and you inspire hope, we feel positive and we feel more confident. So when a leader brand like Make My Trip is taking compassionate steps, when it is thinking about the customer needs and adapting itself and also thinking about the larger ecosystem, I think things are definitely going to bounce back. I think it's a new way of thinking, and this thinking will definitely help us recreate a new future. So thank you for the positivity. Thank you for the confidence that you're carrying, and thank you for the way you're conducting this business, and thank you for always being there when we reach out to you for positivity. So this bounce back Bharat would not have been possible without you, Vipul. You are a founding member and your positivity means a lot to us. Before we sign off, I want to ask you, Vipul, that when you look now into the future and basis the experience that you've had as a person, as a business leader, as someone who has been operating at the highest level in corporate world, how do you see Indians and Indian economy when you look into the next 6 to 8 to 12 months, or maybe the next 2 to 3 years? How do you see us doing? Do you feel confident about us as an economy and as a country?
You know, I actually, not just because I'm part of corporate India or that I'm an Indian, but I think every indicator makes me extremely optimistic about the next, you know, couple of years, I would say. And again, unforeseen circumstances kept aside, you know. And the reason I do that is, you know, because there are two things which make India such a good, you know, success story. One is our domestic demand, okay? And one is our interaction with the global economy. And, you know, if you look at the last 20 years, normally it has been one of these two which has been doing extremely well. You know, either we are doing very well domestically, but then we are not really there at the world. Or we are doing very well in exports and all, but domestic demand is not good enough. I think today with this, as we come out of the pandemic, you know, with the way things are looking, with all the geopolitical things which are going across the world, I think for the first time, India is well set to actually bear the fruits of both domestic demand and international demand. The companies have streamlined their operations, you know, supply chains have been strengthened. So I think a lot of the muscles which people have developed, you know, are for the races ahead. And therefore, I am extremely optimistic. You know, this is really, really a good time to be a, you know, corporate citizen in India, I think. And I do want to say, you know, Sharad, that I think, you know, I do want to compliment you and Fever. You know, you have kept our heads high during this tough period. You have been with us. And, you know, I can tell you that talking to you on your panels is a pleasure and also gives us hope that, you know, we are all bouncing back in the right direction. So thanks a lot.
you so much for your kind words, Vipul. And best of luck for Make My Trip. Best of luck for the travel industry. And we all hope to now, once things normalize, travel and check that you know, check those boxes, those travel goals that we've made for ourselves, because we are dying to now travel and travel safe. And I think Make My Trip will make it happen for us.
We are there for you, Sharad, for you, your family, your friends, and everybody, every Indian. We are there to take care of your aspiration and your dreams. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Vipul. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Sharad. Thank you.
ये पॉडकास्ट आपको कैसा लगा? इसके बारे में आप और इंफॉर्मेशन चाहते हैं, और अपडेट्स चाहते हैं, तो रीच आउट कीजिए ना हमें. देखिए, फीवर FM ऑफिशियल इज आर हैंडल, और HT स्मार्टकास्ट, ये दो हैंडल हैं जो आपके काम के. हम FB पे हैं, इंस्टा पे हैं, ट्विटर पे हैं, यूट्यूब पे हैं, लिंक्डइन पे हैं, क्लब हाउस पे हैं, हर जगह मौजूद हैं. तो मुलाकात होती है अगले एपिसोड में. और आप और भी इंटरेस्टिंग पॉडकास्ट अगर सुनना चाहते हैं तो लॉग ऑन टू htsmartcast.com और सुनिए नए नजरिए से. बाय बाय.
आप सुन रहे हैं HT Smartcast और ये था फीवर FM प्रोडक्शन. HT Smartcast.